Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with eminent economists at Niti Aayog in New Delhi today to elicit their views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2024-25. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog Suman Beri, Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra and leading economists and experts attended the meeting. The budget session of Parliament will begin on the 22nd of this month, and on the 23rd of July, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. During the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament last month, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with 181 officer trainees of IAS 2022 batch who have been attached as assistant secretaries in various ministries and departments at Sushma Swaraj Bhavan in New Delhi earlier today. During the interaction, various officers shared their experience of training undergone by them. Prime Minister recalled his earlier interaction with them during the Aarambh program in 2022. Speaking about the assistant secretary program, he said that the intent behind it was to provide opportunity of experiential learning to the young officers from the top to the bottom of the administrative pyramid. Two-day Bay of Bengal initiative for multi-sectoral technical and economic cooperation, BIMSTEC Foreign Minister's Retreat, began in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar welcomed his counterparts at the event in the national capital. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Jayashankar said, BIMSTEC represents intersection of India's neighbourhood-first outlook, the Act East policy and the Sagar vision. Dr. Jayashankar said there are long-standing goals such as capacity building and economic cooperation that have acquired a new urgency. BIMSTEC has 7 member states, including 5 from South Asia, Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and 2 from Southeast Asia, Myanmar and Thailand. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said India is a proactive partner furthering BRICS agenda of inclusive growth and sustainable development. The Lok Sabha Speaker is leading the Indian delegation to the 10th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in St. Petersburg, Russia. Addressing the first plenary session, Mr. Birla informed that around 65 crore voters exercised their franchise in the recently concluded Lok Sabha elections. Central Forces will implement 10% reservation for ex-Agniveers. Amid debate over the Agnipath scheme, the Central Forces have announced that they will implement 10% reservation for former Agniveers. The chiefs of Central Forces such as Border Security Force, Central Reserve Police Force, Central Industrial Security Force and Sashastra Seema Bal said that former Agniveers will get age relaxation and there will also be no physical efficiency test for them. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda chaired a virtual discussion in New Delhi today on issues of family planning and population control with states and union territories on the occasion of World Population Day. The theme of the event was healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies for the well-being of mother and child. During the meeting, Mr. Nadda emphasized that both the centre and states need to work collectively to ensure proper family planning and to execute schemes and initiatives properly, especially in high-burden states, districts and blocks. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has urged all political parties to hold dialogue in Parliament and state legislature. He called for friendly and cooperative communication among all. Mr. Dhankar said the problems of the people can be solved only if the ruling party and the opposition come together. The Vice President was addressing a joint sitting of Maharashtra State Legislature at the State Legislative Assembly Hall in Mumbai today. Chardham Yatra pilgrims can now create their Ayushman Bharat Health account, ABHA, on the eSwastidham portal. In Wimbledon tennis, 7th-seeded Italian Jasmine Paolini has entered the final of women's singles. Paolini defeated Croatia's Donna Vekic 2-6, 6-4, 7-6 in the fiercely fought semi-finals in London today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.